your mouth and appreciate God if you are grateful. It's only a thoughtful heart that will be grateful. I want you to appreciate God. Open your mouth wide and appreciate Him. Father, thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you. You have been so good to us. Ribaka shaka tarabakuria baskanda. Yagada gada 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 gada. Yagada rebo korobo kosuma kate rebo kuria. Ingra bakaria baskanda yakatara bakaria baskete. Rebo bobo kuri basaga dagara bakuria. Inga rebo kuria baskanda yakata. Yagada gada 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 gada. Yekete rebo kuria baskanda yekete. Yagara bakaria baskanda yekete. Lord, we worship.
See me read Neru Harino to talk.
so real. Thank you for all the wonderful testimonies, for the encounters, for the deliverances. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for manifesting your power in the midst of your people. Lord, we are grateful. Come and brood once again over this service. Let the bound be loose. Let the captives be free. Let the sick be healed. Transform us into the image of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. And may we never remain the same after this encounter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sharon Bankata. I want to appreciate God for his faithfulness upon me and upon all of us. Has God been faithful? Has he been dependable? Has he been reliable? Are you experiencing his reality? Praise the Lord. I want to thank God in a special way. Number one, for granting me access to a new continent. Praise the Lord. I was away for just 1 week. And Jehovah told me to step my foot on UK. So I went to UK. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate God for his leading. You know, at times, when you are following God, it won't look like it. It will never look like it. There are some foolish steps you even take. People will be asking you, is your dokwagemma? But it doesn't matter. So far is God that said it. Praise the Lord. And when he says it, he's not saying it maybe to flatter you. In his DNA, there is no failure. When God says anything, he means it, and he will make it to pass, to come to pass at the rightful time. The Bible said that in Ecclesiastes 3, that he makes everything what? Beautiful. When? In your time? In his own time. One thing I love about God is not a respecter of any man. And he doesn't owe any man. Praise the Lord. I've been going to U.S. for the past 12 years. I wasn't desiring any other place. But when it's time, he said, it's time to go this particular place. Go and get the visa. And when he said, go and get the visa, I don't know any fear. God cannot tell me to go and get visa and they will say they will not give. Is it possible? I will go back to my sender and say, they refuse me visa. But it won't even happen. There are some things that God does in my life that makes me to marvel so many times. When he was giving me the countries I will go into, this was happening around 2012. I was on days of fasting. I won't tell you how I did the fast. But I was around August. I went to Dunamis Ministers Framing International Conference. So I was in a particular hotel in Abuja. And I was praying. I began to hear a man's voice, like in the ceiling. It was so audible. So he was mentioning continents. When he mentioned all the continents, I said, okay. I was waiting to hear Europe. I didn't hear Europe. I asked the man, I said, what of Europe? He didn't talk to me. Me, I didn't continue with the question. I said, okay, can Jeche go to Imakwanye one there? Can Jeche go to Ozo? Let me finish going to the other places. Praise the Lord. I am just sharing this testimony to encourage one or two persons here. So I left. We finished the conference. I left. I came back to Enugu. One day, somebody came to my house. So while he was about leaving, he said, "Mommy, I have spent all the money I have. When I was thinking about coming here and the seed I will give you, I told God I don't have any money with me, cash, that maybe I'll have to go to ATM or do transfer." While he was just thinking about it, Holy Spirit told him, "You have money in your traveling bag. It's the last euro you have. Give it to her." Praise the Lord. So he brought, that was my first day of seeing euro. He brought out the euro and said, "Mommy, this is my last euro. And the God said I should give it to you." Huh? I took time to look at the euro, you know. I've not seen it before. I turned the euro, I look at it, I kept on looking at it. I kept it on my table so that I'll keep on looking at it. If you like, when you receive your own first, you know, put it in. Me, I kept my own where I will keep on looking at it, admiring it. Say, see euro in my front. Praise the Lord. And while I was praying, you know, just appreciating God, I heard, "It is his last euro, but it is your first euro. You know what will happen." I said, "No, yes, now I know before. Iria wajigi ago agubuki. You don't eat your seedling, yam seedling." Praise the Lord. So after admiring the euro, neneche your fuma, I packaged it as I saw it as a seed. It may not be much, but it was the first euro I came in contact with. I wasn't expecting anything. Me and God have reached to the extent of obedient servant. I'll just hear him talk and I'll start doing it immediately. That is me. So I wasn't even expecting maybe anything. I gave it because I love him. We are not doing business. It's not trade by butter. But I saw it. I came back and with my prayers as usual, I now hear the voice. And that voice say, "For obeying me releasing this euro, you see that continent I counted the other day?" I say, "Yes." I was thinking what happened to continent. He say, "I've included Europe." Praise the Lord. You can clap very well. Praise God. Obedient to God made me to travel to Europe. If not, I don't have any sacrament with European countries. But that was exactly what happened. I said, "Thank you, Jesus." I didn't know that when he asked me to give, that there was a reward attached to it. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. Tell your neighbor, it may take time, but it must surely come to pass. Touch another neighbor. Don't be discouraged. God is a rewarder. He doesn't owe any man. Just obey him. Even when you don't understand it, the journey may be crooked. There may not be way forward, but your obedience will bring you out. Praise the Lord. I remember when my children, whenever somebody gives me car, or any car enters our compound, or they can have a meeting, you just see all of them inside the car. You come out, my husband will come out, or me. Bia,
What are you people doing inside the car? Mommy, let us enjoy it now before God will tell you to give it out. We are trying to enjoy it, enjoy the AC, enjoy everything, because before God will tell you to give it out. I think they are seeing the dividend of all those sacrifices, and yet we are not even out of the cave. Grace to obey him, receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The grace to obey him, receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. This announcement, I don't know whether it's too early, but I'm just doing it so that God will know that I heard him clearly. Whenever I step out, I see it as a time of retreat, time of praying. If I'm coming to your house or if I'm visiting you and the general Kwako, you eat it too. It's not me that you are preparing the meal for. Praise the Lord. So, it's a retreat season. I take time to pray and meditate and no much call to hear God. And God told me that by July 1st, we are going to do that type of fasting we did in November. But this one is 21 days. Praise the Lord. It's in our channel, Poem channel, Telegram channel. We are going to do fasting for 21 days. Then he told me, after that fasting, we will enter serious mentorship class or classes. Praise the Lord. Before that time, I will tell us the days, and it will also be in our Telegram. So we'll not wait for our structure before we start building ourselves. Praise God. That's what God told me. By that July, if you have desired that Pastor Nkechi should mentor you, we are starting. If you like, you call it mentorship class. If you like, you call it Bible school. But I'm going to share all that God has given to me, starting from hearing the voice of God. The one we are touching here is okay, but we'll go deeper. It can be impacted. You can teach person. You can set somebody down and teach that person how to hear God, so that you won't continue to be a baby Christian. If you call, some people were calling me, thank God for MTM roaming. You call me, you will get me. You will get my phone is on. But I think a minute is 100 naira or 200. Okay, message is even 100 naira. I don't know how much is a minute in calling outside. So if I am not available, I'm not training you so that I will become hero. If you don't reach me, that nothing happens. No. I want to train you that even if I'm not around, as a child of God, you know exactly what to do. Praise the Lord. That is discipleship class. That is mentorship class. Whatever you call it, it's okay. But we are going to start 21st July. After our fasting and prayer, we'll pick it. Even if it's once a week. Praise the Lord. So many things is involved. Books to read. Notes. We will handle so many areas. Praise the Lord. As God gives me direction. Are you happy? Are you happy about the good news? I should keep it to myself. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the soul. Last time, before, how many of us enjoyed Hour of Mercy last week? It was awesome. Can you clap hand for our pastor, Produk? And can you clap more for Jesus? Somebody say, Pastor, God bless you. We are blessed. Praise the Lord. So, we will continue. I told us that this teaching is, we are in our house. We will continue until we exhaust it, at least the first phase. Praise the Lord. We are reading Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 this evening. Philippians 2, verse 5. I would like it in TPT. Philippians 2, verse 5. We are talking about gates. I told us about how we are made, the structure of man. Do you know why I'm teaching? It will help you when we start talking about hearing the voice of God. Because God doesn't speak to your soul. In fact, the reason why you find it very difficult to hear God is this, your soul. And that is why we are spending time to discuss what the soul of man is all about. When God talks to your, to his spirit talks to your spirit. And when your spirit gets the message, your spirit getting the message is not the problem. But releasing the message to the soul and how the soul will bring it out through your ears or eyes or your heart is where the problem lies. And there is nobody that will tell me that he doesn't hear God. God speaks every day. Praise the Lord. If you ask all those people that had dogs, that trains dog, do you know that dogs talks? Eh? Do you know that dog talks? There is the way dog will bark. The dog is telling you that an enemy is around. There is a way the dog will bark. The dog is telling you that an enemy is around the territory. The enemy is around, but not inside house. There is a way a dog way back is looking for food, is asking you for food. There is a way a dog will behave. You know that dog wants you to play with. I had a hearing the voice of God mentor. That's my mentor. She's an American. She doesn't have physical child, but she has two dogs. She so studied this dog, and God speaks to her through even with the dog. Praise the Lord. So, when you hear God, you will know that this is the voice of God. This one is not my thought. There are times you hear his voice is the number one way of God speaking. And is the cheapest way, hearing voice. Number two is vision. Number one is a voice, that is sound. Number two is vision. Vision is light. Fiam, you just see it. It's light. And it's not even the highest. So many people are craving to see vision. It's not even the highest. The highest is prompting, and it's called knowing. There is a way you will train your spirit before anything happens. At a time, walking with God, I don't know all these things, but I found out that there are some times I will just know that a person will come to my house. I didn't see any vision. I didn't hear any voice, but I know. I'll be asking, how do I know this thing? Until God led me to a man's book, Doug Hayward Mills from Ghana, The Art of Hearing the Voice of God. You can go, it's a small book, but he delivered me that time, many years ago, around like 2005. I came across that book. And I was reading the book. It was talking about how God speaks. And I saw knowing. I said, wow, this is that thing that has been happening to me. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, what knowledge we do? Prayer and fasting will not do it. Go for knowledge. It's only light that expels darkness. It's light that expels darkness. thick the darkness is, a small light will blast it away. So go for knowledge. It helped me those days. Hey, so this is just what is happening to me. And I kept on growing. At times, like now, I will fear myself. I'll fear myself because I'll be praying. Somebody will just tap me. I'll move. There are times you'll be telling me something. I say, hey, I didn't know that you were talking. My husband was telling, is it Obi? Don't mind my wife. Make sure you hear her when you are talking to her, because no way can I hear me to go yaka hapo. But it's true. Even yesterday, I'll just see myself out and leave my body. It's not meant for the occult. They learn it from God. In Matthew 11, 28 to 30, the Bible says that when they gathered to accuse Jesus and wound him, what happened? He walked away in their midst. How did you think that thing happened? It's called teleporting. And it's meant for the children of God. If Jesus said you will do greater things, what are the greater things that he meant? You are not even measuring up to him. Not even to talk about the greater things. When will you do the greater? Is it when you die? Or you now come and read tribute? Somebody say never. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Philippians 2 verse 5. And consider the example that Jesus, the anointed one, has set before us. Let his mindset become what? Let Jesus' mindset become what? Were you there in Poem's WhatsApp platform? If you know you were there this morning or today, raise up your hand. If you are not there, you are not doing yourself any good. Go to Obinna, Brodoku, any of the official admin, Barista Ngozi, Ikemokoye, go and tell them to add you. We won't charge you. Just so that you know what is happening there. Praise the Lord. We are talking about gates. Can you pull that drawing, Dozier? Can you pull it? So I told us that the center of your being is God. Did you remember? So, and after the center of your being, which is God, God is in you. Unless you are not a born again. Are you sure you are born again? Are you a born again child of God? God is in you. The day you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, your spirit was renewed. You became one spirit with the Lord. But we are talking this evening about our soul. So in that spirit, from that place where Jesus is residing, do you know this thing I'm telling you? I witnessed it. I witnessed it as a person. The gate in Revelation 3:20 is not meant for sinners alone. Even you as a Christian, you can be a Christian and have not given Jesus authority and charge to rule your life. He will still be standing at the gate of your spirit until you allow him. And guess what? That gate is only you that have access to the handle. Jesus at the other side does not have access to the handle. It's you that will open the gate for him. Where? At the center of your being. So after that gate, you see the spirit gate.
I told us that the spirit gate is how many? Eh? Do you remember? Number one, revelation. Number two, intuition. Number three, prayer. Number four, reverence. Number five, faith. Number six, hope. Number seven, worship. And number eight, fear of God. These are gates. You want to access God, they are gates. But so many times, you see just two or three gates walking. And there are some gates that walk more than others. Like if we assess the people that are here, that can hear God, we find out that most gates that they have fought or walked to open is the gate of worship. Is it true? Yes. So, you are not just worshiping to fulfill all righteousness. You are worshiping to access God. You are worshiping so that you will access God. That thing that worship does, prayer can do it. That thing that worship does, faith can do it. That thing that worship does, revelation can do it. Thing that worship does, intuition can do it. But the problem is, it's a walk. Christianity is a walk. It's a walk. You will walk and open that gate. And you begin to assess it. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the soul gate. You remember? Name the soul gate. Number one, conscience. Number two, reason. Number three, imagination. Number four, the mind. Number five, emotions. Number six, choice. And number seven, will. Praise the Lord. Somebody will say, why is mommy teaching this? I'm teaching you this so that hearing God will be easy for you. That's the target. I'm teaching you this so that you will begin to assess God as a child of God. So last 2 weeks, we talked about conscience. I told us that it makes you to be aware of God's presence and holiness. That's just the summary. Your conscience. You know that the Bible said, I think in 2 Timothy, we read it. There are some people, their conscience were seared. They don't have conscience. It's because a man don't have conscience. That's why that man will molest a small child. A small child that he gave birth to. The conscience is dead. I remember many, many years, a woman I prayed for. Hey, Aruneme. The man was sleeping with his half-sister. And it was affecting the man, the woman. The woman we give birth to still birth. Like 4 or 5 months, she will lose the child. I began to dig deep. And I found out. I say, Anona begine maro. That time, if they want to go out, the man will tell the wife to go to the back seat and tell the half-sister to sit at the front. And they were sitting at the front. I began to ask Holy Spirit what we will do. Holy Spirit say, expose it. Huh? How do we expose it? I told the woman what to do. I say, we are fasting. We are doing 3 days dry. Go and call your husband's people. The core people in your husband's village, call them. That day, we will finish the case, then you end the fast. I was fasting. I wasn't even involved. I was somewhere fasting, and she was fasting. No food, no water. And we are doing the dry fasting. He called them. When he called them, he now begged them. I say, there's something that he noticed.
and they don't know how to say it. But it has prevented her from conceiving and giving birth to a healthy child. Because of that, she wants to expose it. Then she now exposed the husband. The husband said, it never happened. He said, no, it happened. He thought the woman did not do. It will just be relaxing from work. He said, you call the name. I don't want to call the name. Come. Come and do this. He will not lock the door. Even if the woman is around. It's not that when she goes out. Such thing happens because conscience is dead. So he now exposed the man. And the people that came were closing their eyes. You know, as you know, you one near now, we on account, that's how our people say it. He exposed him. They don't know what to say. They say, they started begging the woman, it's okay. They faced the man. If you try, they told the woman to go out. The woman went out, but he was hearing them. See, all of us will kill you. Then we handled that case. He exposed it. And she became pregnant. He said, another thing. He said, what is it? The girl should marry. Let her leave the house in peace for you. I prayed brutally. Before you know it, husband came. And she got married. And now gave birth to a healthy child, a baby boy. When she now gave birth to a daughter, the man put on what they like a month. He would say, remove diaper and give me my, is it not my baby? The woman went on the corner of the door and was peeping. And saw a man that gave birth to a child, molesting the child. In a rush, I said, give me my child. You people should come. Let us sleep together. The woman, I said, no. In the night, we bolt her door. What happened? Conscience is dead. Even if you have a small girl child, your eyes should be on her. Aaron, amen. Praise the Lord. The conscience is dead. Paul said that I may have a conscience void of offense towards God and man. Do you know that when you are guilty, you can't pray? When your conscience is pricking you, you can't pray and get answer. So there is a gate called conscience. That conscience must be clear for you to assess God. Am I making any sense? We talked about conscience. I took time. If you are not here, go to Poem platform, get the message, or meet the media. They will help you with the message. Listen to it severally. It's not for entertainment. Praise the Lord. Life is not just, I receive. Receiving is good, but being a healthy Christian is better. Am I talking to somebody? In fact, this one will make you to receive quick. It will make the reception to be fast. Number two I want to talk about this evening is reasoning. Reason. The reason gate or the reason gateway is one of the stronger places of continuous warfare with the whole area of your faith. Yes. The reason gate. Have you ever heard people say, the reason gate fights your faith? Each of these soul gates, their target is to fight one of the spiritual gates. Because, do you know, the soul wants to be in charge. But God made it that is the spirit that's supposed to be in charge and suppress the soul. The body doesn't have problem. Like now, if I slap Brother Emmanuel. Is it my hand that caused the problem? What caused the problem? My soul. So many times the soul wants to be in charge. That is why there is always battle in your mind. You remember Joyce Meyer's book, The Battlefield of the Mind. I recommend you can go and read it. So, this reasoning gate fights the faith, your faith. Do you know what the reasoning says? But what if? Let me give, I like giving an example with giving because giving have changed my story. God tells you, hey, you like this clothes too much. Hey, yes, I like it. Maybe the day you wore it, so many people were commending you. The clothes was fine. And Holy Spirit said, my daughter, you love me. I say, yes, I love you. Release that clothes. Do you know what the reasoning gate will say? When will I gather money to buy another one? But what if it's not God that is talking? When last did the devil ask you to give? But the reason gate, how will I cope if I release it? This cloth is my insude potawa. You know what is insude potawa? Whenever you come out, okuro siagi. Bottom pot, thank you, mommy. How can I release it? It may even be money. It may even be your money. And guess what? If it's somebody that I love, that God is telling me to give, it's even okay. But what if it's somebody that you don't even love? That is what is in Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. Anu aru choro. It's in the Bible. You people want to crucify my sister. Man, on ekwezioku. The law of sin and death. Managaimi me anu aru choro enigwe yeremaka. Me on to me quico. I offer up your jaw. He went on no man. You don't want to face reality. It's only the truth that sets free. It's only the truth. Whether you like it or yes. I tell God, hammer me, let it pay me, but let me change. Let it pay me, but let there be a change. Make me a better person. What if? That's our brain, a sound brain. Away him. You begin to reason it. I just want to tell you, oh, the one my ye chineki here, but be careful. You have sown a seed, though. She just sowed a seed. In your mind, you begin to reason. The what you are reasoning is affecting your faith. God will tell you, come preach. With what? Amama so you bo. Amama yukuoku. Ima hi kuoku manima basher. Ima hi kuoku manima cotton mata. You know how to backbite. You know how to gossip. But ikuoku na fiamma. Jebu jiwi yota. Reasoning. Brethren, let me tell you. If you want to serve God, you can. If you don't want to serve God, you have more than 1 million reasons. But what if? I'm fasting. Let me fast. Moses fasted. Esther fasted for one day. I was fasting 3 days. I say Esther fasted for 3 days and God's answer. So that your neighbor will say, God of my 3 days. You say, okay, 3 days. I will even not drink water. I will fast 3 days. Okay, I started increasing it. The 3 days I will not drink water, 7 days. One day God asked me, while I was complaining, are you Oyedepo? Oyedepo may have God of 3 days. Your own God may be God of 40 days. Your own God may be God of 21 days. Your own God may be God of 14 days. You will have more than 100,000 or million reasons why you will not obey God. And the target is to block your faith gate. When you reason like this, what you will develop is self-hatred. Because you don't want to obey God. You have so many reasons. A woman, the prophet told her, give the last meal. The woman said, this meal, I'm already planning. If I eat it with my son, we will now go and die. You are not telling me to. If it's this day, the pastor, the ago. So, onuke we had the mighty here. Onumade home my dear. Biana kameye. Reasoning, you will stay where you are. You will stay where you are. And by that time, you will not hate yourself. It infuses self-hatred. It infuses unbelief. Because the target is to cause you not to believe what God said. Unbelief. How do I know that this thing is even true? Unbelief. I don't think it's true. Then what did our brother James say? When you are being weighed with unbelief, will you get anything from God? Not at all. I am telling you now why so many prayers are not receiving answers. It's not because God doesn't answer prayer, but have you checked your soul gates? Unbelief. What of resentment towards God? So many things, like my sister Divine. Did you hear her testimony? What, not just what happens when you are succeeding. What happens when you fail? Dedicated to God, to the best of her ability. Better times, God will allow some things to happen because he's building your capacity. He didn't hate you. And what do you think unbelievers will say? They even mock her. Is she a dunce? Not at all. But God is preparing her for a greater and better and glorious future. But at the immediate, she's not seeing it. She will have said like the children of Israel. Is this here where your all these promises are? Will, I am that I am is happening. Moses, you have left us in Egypt. At least there were garlics and cucumber that you are eating, even onions. You brought us to this wilderness and we want to die with our children, our flocks and everything. The same people that say Hosanna, the Red Sea was parted was the same people that wanted to stone Moses. Can I shock you? In the journey of life, there are some things that will shake your faith. It's a must. It doesn't mean God was not around or is not around. It means in your own scroll. If you go to my WhatsApp status, there's something I posted there. Psalm 40, verse 6. And when you read verse 7, there is something that he wrote about you. You won't escape it if it's written about you. What of Hebrews 10, verse 7? There is a scroll that is meant for you. You won't jump and pass. You will pass through it. My scroll may not be your scroll. Our problem is we are so lazy, we don't want to go and download our scroll. It's not because you are not faithful. It's not because you have sinned against God. God has written you off. No! It is because it is written about you. It is written. Jesus read his own front and back. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he said, today, this thing is fulfilled. What is being fulfilled? What was written about him? He was so conscious of it that when Peter came to, I left everything, I'm following you. You know, Peter was his senior. Peter Toriato. Master. Rabbi, bia. Rabbi, bia. O sea, o de ko wey na megnish. E da way na hapu nwunye m na umu m we so wege. Are you aware that I left my family? I left my business because I saw a lucrative one. I saw you told me that everything is in God. And I left everything to come and serve this God with you. Miracle in a mende made a blue hero. Crowd de jebenine. Let me not hear you want to die from your mouth. On a year warning, authoriato. Don't you know? Or call on the aside. Jesus said what? Satan, get thee behind me. Why? You want to contradict what God wrote about me. Your suggestion is good, but it's not the best for me. Your suggestion is good, but it's not what God planned for me. How many times have you seen something that a lucrative job, an open door, and say, no, this is not God. I won't enter into it. As it is written about me. I ask you now, what did God write about you or wrote about you? Have you downloaded it? It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. One of the things God told me while in UK, he said, what are you building? Because when God wants to talk to me about my life, my future, every even ministry, he will come with question. What are you building? Hey, I remember what he told me now. I'm building those that will be healing the sick through access to wisdom and revelation. How far have you gone with the building? I'm watching it. Be intentional. Mwachi nketi. We bido zi nkewe ebere. My strategy may not be your strategy. You will not get it anywhere else. And do you know there is something about your life that nobody will get for you? Are you aware? All of us, so far, I had you kind of chulefi.
There are some things you that we go and download from God. Even if another person is telling you about it, let it be that you are the one that have the first-hand information.
I was in my room. A man walked in and said, "Daughter, this is visa to this country. This is visa to this country. This is visa to this country. Three countries." He gave it to me. I said, "Go and get it." I said, "Okay." I saw it clear. I opened my eyes. I wrote it down. We went for prayer camp. Another person picked it. He picked five. He said, "Two is for some other person. Mommy, three is for..." I said, "I'm away. I'm away. I even know the country." And one of them is this UK. Resentment towards God. That's what it will cause. You reason, and reason away your destiny. And you now become angry with God. Look at this person, man. Chineke epa akam kwagini isim nemezu. Go and do the will of God. So many times, the will of God now, do you know how crude oil is? One day, my husband showed me what crude oil is. I saw it. So dirty, smelling. But it's from there you get petrol. It's from there you get kerosene. It's from there you get gas. When it is refined. Is it not true? At times, God will give you something that is not yet refined. Because you reasoned. What will my Ashebi people say? What will my friend say? What will, how will my wedding day be? So I will not do it in Obi Kubana's Geniwa. A man wear chicken lakat and chicken the petempe. Let God guide your decision. If you reason well, when you reason well, it boosts the gates of your faith. And when anything faith touches God, that door is open. I'm telling you how it works. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ. We are in imagination. Imagination is the screen of the mind. Imagination is the most important gateway of the soul. Why? Because it feeds and stores everything we see. We do. We feel, we hear. When you clean the imagination gate, your revelation is heightened. Second Corinthians 10, verse 5. Do you know that the major reason why you don't see in the realm of the spirit is because of the imagination gate? Are you aware? Yes, so if you are not aware, I'm telling you now. Until you clean the imagination gate, you can't see in the realm of the spirit. Second Corinthians, what did he say? Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. If I talk now, if I say, I was holding iPhone 16 this afternoon. What happens to your mind? What happens now? You pictured it. Where did you picture it? That place.
place you pictured it is called imagination. If you clean your imagination gate, you will see clearly. I'm telling you, this thing I'm teaching you, God has been teaching me this since 2021. Every year, I go back to it like 3 times. I'm giving you a treasure that can never be bought with money. That's what I'm giving you free of charge. Don't abuse it. The only way that you make me happy is to maximize it. Have you ever seen where you are praying? You are speaking in tongues. You are speaking in tongues. Before you know it, some images will start flashing into your mind. What do you think that is happening? Imagination. When you don't purge away filthiness in your imagination, it corrupts the voice of God. Because even in Habakkuk 2, let's go there. I will stand on my watch and do what? And see what he will show me. Is it what he will show me? Habakkuk 2, been there. Do you know that when God is talking, you are seeing? Are you aware? Let's see Habakkuk, the prophet. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will. How is he connected? I thought is I will watch to see what he will show me. But he said, I will watch to see what he will say to me. So, when God is talking, you are seeing. That is how it should be. When God is talking, you are seeing. Rabaka shakata kata kata kata. Moroko shiba kata kata kata. Brethren, when some images that you don't like flatters into your mind, don't say, Satan, get behind me. No, those images took time to enter, so you will take time to clear it. Can I shock you with one thing that happened to me? It was like 2 years ago that God delivered me. I was one day watching TV. How many years? It's more than 20 years old. And it was this wild animal. This one was python. You know? They were just clawing. And before I knew it, I felt that the spirit attacked me. I just felt it. From that day, if I hear it, it does something in me. What happened? It registered in my subconsciousness and started tormenting me. It's not beating me or preventing me. But sometimes when I want to pray, I'll see it. I now give a stand, even this, my children, if they are watching TV, maybe it's wildlife in the sitting room, and I step in, they will collect the remote. If it's all those nonsense animals, they will pause the TV for my sake. Do you know that it's not getting behind me, devil, we cure it? Eh? It's conscious effort you will make to clean it. I will show you how to clean it this night. Because if not, it will have a control over you. Residing in you. They are somewhere in you. Their target is to create fantasies. And all those fantasies may be things that satisfies you instead of meeting Jesus' need or Christ's need. Bringing a thought into subjection is not throwing it away. or denying that it exists. Mm-mm. It's bringing Holy Spirit in to make sure that he sat on it permanently after cleaning it with the blood of Jesus. It's not casting it away. Devil, get behind me. That is why it has persisted. Because you have not done the right thing. Have you ever seen where you are praying? You are praying for breakthrough. Devil is showing you the sin you committed since Adam. Since after Adam. And the man told you that this is the reason why you will not see that breakthrough. Because that image is residing. You cannot do anything about it. And you find yourself failing. And you find out that road is blocked. What of even some things we heard? Like there are some things the devil will use and hold you in bondage for life. In your family, that nobody goes to, let me use an example, to Obodo Oyibo, that you will never go. Don't even dream it. It will not happen. That's your brother that tried it. He exhausted all the money that the family had and still could not cross boundary. It's already in your image. Are you aware that in this family, nobody builds a duplex? If you want to build, just make sure that it's a bungalow. If you try to build duplex, you will die the next day. That image is sitting. So you want to break a barrier. You want to pace a setup. You want to set pace. You want to blaze trail. See, it has never happened and it will not happen. That image is seated there. So when you want to pray, oh Lord my God, in your family, since Jewe now, if you go here, you better go for now, in a expect twins. That image is still sitting. What do we do? The blood of Jesus. Still very potent. The blood of Jesus. You can use this blood and wipe it away permanently, consciously. And that is what we are going to do this evening. There's something, a scenario that God showed me when I was praying, asking him about. And it's even Edison that I use. Edison, come. This was what I saw. Face the congregation. Somebody should give him a mic. Brother, please, I want to ask you one question. Are you born again?
Yes, mommy.
How do I know that you are born again? Is it written in that cloth you are wearing on your forehead?
No, ma, it's written on my life.
You are where?
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Do you know that you are born again?
Okay, Jesus resides in me. The word of God resides in me. So my life tried to tally by the message of God with the word of God that is written concerning everything that pertains to life and godliness.
So you are sure that you are born again?
By the message of God.
Okay, the day you gave your life to Christ or you received the life of God, did you see Jesus giving you the life?
No, mommy.
You just believed?
Yes, mommy.
And it was settled?
Yes, mommy.
God said, I should tell you, that is exactly what will happen now. If you believe that by the blood, you can wash away that images. Are you aware that you are born again? Did you see when Jesus was giving you the life? It's in Romans chapter 8, verse 10. You believed in your heart. And you did what?
Confessed.
God told me, in this kingdom, that is how we reign. We don't look for evidence. The only way you can see evidence is when you begin to see my life after I've given my life to Christ. Was there not changes when you gave your life to Christ?
There were changes.
That is exactly what will happen now.
You see, God, how will I convince them? He said, use the salvation message as your example. I didn't see Jesus, but I received his life. And I was aware that he came into my life. And everything about me started changing. The way I talked changed. The way I behaved changed. Everything about my life started changing because I received his life. That is what will happen now. Everybody should stand up. Stand up on your feet. This thing is you praying for yourself. Do you know what you do? Visualize the blood or cross. Visualize that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Then visualize yourself holding a brush. Because this one is you that will do it. Visualize that brush touching that blood. Then visualize all those images that have been tormenting you. Are you doing what I say you should do? Are you doing it? So, this time around, begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. I don't want to lead you in a specific prayer. I want you to do the prayer for yourself. Begin to thank God. Just open your mouth and begin to thank God. Tell God, I want to appreciate you for this word that I heard. Thank you for opening my eyes to see that I have spiritual gates and soul gates. Thank you. Thank you for that gate of reasoning. Thank you for the gate of imagination. Thank you. Rabaka sharabaka riabaskanda yakata. Reboko riabaskanda yekete. I want you to appreciate God that I have given you power and authority. Nobody will do it for you. You have power. Brethren, this thing I'm telling you, you will go home and sleep like a baby. You will go home and look for that ailment. You won't see it. What happened? The blood cleansed it. Rabaka shakata karakata. Zogo 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 zogo. Zigada garagada bragada bragada. I am feeling heavily his presence. God told me that there will be what is called power explosion this evening. That's what he told me. I don't know how it will do it, but that power is the power that will bring you out from that mess. Permanently, you won't remain the same. I want you to pray. Rabaka shakatakata. Then, this time around, I want you to start speaking in tongues. Start speaking in tongues. Don't murmur it. Say it out. Say it. I want to hear it. Begin to speak in tongues. Rabababababababa. We pray in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, begin to mention all those images. I say, I clean you up. Every familiar spirit. There are some people that don't sleep because of masquerade. It's not anywhere, it's in your imagination. And that is why when you sleep at night, you see it. There are some people that see somebody beating them. It's in your imagination. Begin to clean it. Clean out that hepatitis B. Clean out that HIV. Clean it out. Karabaka surepokoto. Begin to clean it. Begin to clean it. Woo!
Jesus' name. Do you know this gate of imagination tampers with revelation? If you clean it well, you will find out that as you are praying this night, God will open your eyes. You will be seeing. Your eyes is already open. But the only problem is the imagination gate is blocking it with negative images. You will find out that as you are praying, you will be seeing clear. Rakashima kata. Raise up your two hands. Let me pray for you. Oh my God. Father, you did this thing in my life and you changed my story. God is even telling me that there are some people that you already opened their eyes. If you are seeing anything, I want you to run out so that I will pray for you and perfect it. Run out if God have shown you anything. Rabaka shakata karakata. Repoku zagadagada. So that it will be perfected. No matter what it is, if God have opened your eyes to see something, run out. Riba ba 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 ba. I saw like three persons. Three persons. Aureka number one. Yaraba kata kata. Oluchiu number two. Repoko tokoto. I'm searching for the third person. I'm searching for the third person. Reboku riabaskanda. It's not even third. Three. Maraka shakata kata. Come out. Run out. Run out. Yereboku riabaskanda. I saw angel. Afum kane mepegaya. Riba kashere bokuria baskanda. Rebo bo 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 bo. Riba kashakata karabakuria. Raba kasure bokuria baskanda. Hey! Zuka da 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 da. Woo! Yes, yes. Riba kashakata. This thing works. By the time we finish, you won't be just a Christian. Come out if God has shown you something. Riba ba 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 ba. Rikete kerebo korobo. Imagination gate controls the revelation. When you clean it up, you see clearly. You see clearly. Shakata kata. Boko shekete. I'm so sorry. We will take some. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We give you back all the glory. In Jesus' name. Yeah, Mike. Yeah, Mike. Go your phone. God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so while we were praying, my eyes opened and this brother over there. There's a brother over there. The one on the Ankara, this one. Yeah, so my eyes opened and then I saw there was a work that was being done in him. This, yeah. This brother, Nkai Ankara. Yes, you. Yeah, so there's a work that's being done in him. So it's like a building up. It's like a building that's being constructed. So that's what I saw.
Amen. It's a building that is being constructed. It's permanent in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Karabaka shakatakata. Ribopopo. It's open and it's open permanently. Marakatakatakata. Go and conquer your world. In Jesus' name. Give my angel.
As you were praying, I was seated at the edge there. And
yes.
I saw like a very big angel.
A what?
A big angel by my side.
Yes.
And I've been praying God for healing.
Healing.
For the past 2-3 years, I've been having sometimes issue of blood. Sometimes one thing will just come up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been praying. And also, I also had a wound on my leg. But as we were praying, I saw like a bandage.
Yes.
And I felt
cold sensation.
Yes, on my body.
Amen. Uh-huh. It's done. Father, thank you. Oh, that angel went genocide. Rebecca Kata, angel of the ministry. Father, thank you. Her healing is permanent. Her healing is permanent. And her eyes is open continually. In Jesus' name. Chinazo, where he goes? Where he goes? Ora kanga mage imago mage and reset your brain. How do you grow? Njos ne bedo ye bere, emege ma yam fuchinaza.
I'm not going to hear you sing. Me and Mike.
Praise the Lord. While I'm praying, I just see my eye, just see light, like light just shine for my
Amen. Amen. It's permanent in Jesus' name. Continue with God. Anachikwenazu. Na this generation in Jesus' name. Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we were, you are ministering, and when you mentioned about power, there is going to be power explosion. So immediately I remembered, I had even forgotten it, while praying for the concerning the fellowship. I saw fire during our group prayer. I saw ball. It's like ball.
Boom.
Being thrown into people.
That is
so
what I saw.
So immediately you say it,
people
the understanding
fire.
Yes.
That's what I saw. Thank you. God bless you. Father, continue to use her to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Yes, Sister Angel, Mike.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My name is Umaka Imagination. Everybody close your eyes. I saw pipe. Pipe. That pipe now about me. Man, I can't have blood.
Yes.
But now we are reproductive. We are strong force. Now organs are reproductive. Reproductive system of a woman, our body, so now, on our put up in and make on our charity.
Amen. Oh, you're gonna wear reproductive organ problem. You are healed, and that healing is permanent in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Karabaka Shakata Zagadare Bokuria Zigandaganda.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Abia Goshim, Kepoko echeru, deti, ho jo. Poko echeru, we were oku suku, okune suhan chaline.
Amen.
Anachim no iho jo nine kana boko na ha Jesus.
Amen. It's permanent in Jesus' name. She saw where they gathered debts. And after gathering the dead, they set it on fire. Oh yeah. Chidimma.
You said when you told us to close our eyes, I saw crucifixion, that's Jesus, in my husband's home, because I've been praying about it. And many things you said today was, so when you said it, you said we should get a brush. That brush, I was expecting it to use, but what I saw was crucifixion at the middle of the compound, and drop of blood just dropped. That was when...
Amen. That land is delivered and is permanent. Father, use her. Use her. Use her to liberate not just her husband's family, but mankind in Jesus' name.
Praise God. I saw something like a pool of blood. And then by the pool of blood, I saw like a screen, and just when they are wiping it up, it's becoming very white, like very, very white. And then I saw sparks of light here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just declare, Father, thank you. Perfect all that concerns her in Jesus' name. I wanted some people to testify so that you know that we are not joking. And I pray for you as you go home. May this fire go with you. Any area of struggle in your life is permanently over. Is permanently over. That challenge has been rolled away. That sickness, you are healed of it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that negative evil report, it has been reversed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, can we raise our offering? Father, we thank you. Zagadagaragada brogodo. It's a day to be very, very conscious of whatever that you are giving to God. Very conscious. Ribaka shakata. You have done more than enough. Rebo, bo, 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 bo. Kuru. Kurabaka shakata. 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 Parakashere bokuria. Zuma kata 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 kata. As you raise it up to give God, your hand will never come down empty. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what you have received today is permanent. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Go in peace. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. I decree and declare, wherever your prophetic helpers are, they lose their sleep, peace and rest until they locate you. In Jesus' name, it will be a week of evidence. You will see the reason why God made you to become born again. Your scroll will be revealed to you. That mystery in your life will be demystified. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And amen. This teaching continues next Thursday. Do you know, after this teaching, there are some things I will expect from you. If I don't see it and you come to me, say, Mommy, I will refer you to the message. You are meant to grow. We are here to grow. Praise the Lord. If you are coming for the first time, please come to this, my left-hand side. We will want to appreciate you and welcome you in a special way. Our children are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May we share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. See you next Thursday. Don't miss it for anything.